airwaves here if you like. The toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Breaking news out of our very own Keene, New Hampshire. The Robin Hood case is destined now for New Hampshire Supreme Court, as these people calling themselves the City of Keene have decided to appeal their loss, their sound defeat at the Superior Court level when they challenged the Robin Hooders, of which I am one. There were six of us that were sued in Superior Court here in town for the dastardly crime of saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene.
Now, let me
lost. Oh, my God. The MFing saga continues.
Yes. Right.
This is fascinating.
It's news to me. It's fascinating if you don't have to pay for it or be involved in it. I mean, the people of the City of Keene are hostage to
you're paying for it.
How's that?
You shop in Keene?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, anybody who shops in Keene is going to, you know, the costs are going to be passed on. There's no doubt about it.
So far, over $20,000 has been spent by the City of Keene on attorney's fees.
That's what they claim.
Case.
I think it's higher.
Oh, I agree with you. I think it's higher. So it's at least $20,000. The city manager, the head boss, mob boss in the city, John McLean, claimed to the media that it was between $20,000 and $25,000 estimated just for attorney's fees. So that doesn't factor in all the other costs that they would have brought into this court case, which, you know, includes the they hired this former cop to follow the Robin Hooders around for 40 hours. We got the total on what they paid him. It was like $27 an hour. They paid a shrink about $200 an hour to come in and testify at the hearing. They also paid the parking enforcement officers to come in and testify. So who knows what all the costs were. There was a 13-minute long video that they edited together of various different Robin Hood footage. They had to pay somebody to do that editing work. So we do want to find out what all the details are. But right now they're going to be paying and even more for the appeal to the Supreme Court. And as Jay Freeville pointed out, that's going to be a couple grand for just the transcript alone. I know that when they appealed my smoke alarm case, which they ended up losing, by the way, they had to pay a few $100 for the transcript of what was probably no more than a 45-minute, hour-and-a-half-long trial. So now they've got 3 full days of court testimony to order as transcripts of. I bet you it's going to be at least 2 grand, if not 3. Just for the transcripts.
I didn't know that there was a psychiatrist. What did they say? What did he? Was it he or she? What did she say about you? Did she reveal some truths to you and everyone assembled?
No, she didn't say anything about the activists. It was more about how the parking enforcement agents were so frustrated and they were being harassed and threatened and intimidated. And, of course, the city's attorney, their private attorneys that they've hired with taxpayer dollars are still, you know, putting forth this line that we're intimidating and threatening and harassing their employees, which, mm-hmm. of course, there was no evidence whatsoever presented at trial of any harassment.
But it didn't go to trial, right?
Well, trial. You're right. It never went to trial. It went to an evidentiary hearing.
Right. And this is the point. These people's case is so flimsy, so toilet paper thin, such a GD waste of taxpayer money, I mean, that they couldn't make it to court. They got laughed out of court by a judge that wanted to throw me and my son in jail.
Yeah.
An obvious statist, you know, wanted to, you know, throw me in jail and have my son put in foster care or something,
you know,
because we made a bumping noise when we walked out of his courtroom. I mean, yeah, they've got no case. This is awful, and they should take it to the Supreme Court, and the bureaucrats who made the decision should have to pay it.
You just made a really interesting point, Mark, and I had not made this connection before. Technically, they are appealing the dismissal of the case. Aren't they? Are they not? Because, as you point out, they never made it to trial. In the Robin Hood case, we had an evidentiary hearing that lasted 3 full days in court. The evidentiary hearing, the purpose of this was to grant a preliminary injunction, was what the city wanted. They want a 30-foot or 50-foot radius around their parking enforcers to protect them from these activists. So the judge never granted that injunction. He never had the chance to rule on granting the injunction because he threw the whole case out after the evidentiary hearing, which means it never even went to trial in the first place, as you're pointing out here. And you can only appeal on, you know, what the crux of the issue was. In this case, that was the tossing out of the case. So if they win the appeal, does that mean that it goes forward to trial?
It would. It would mean,
does it go get remanded back to Superior Court and then go forward to a trial?
Yes. Well, it would go forward to the next stage, because they're not even at a state. The trial stage isn't even after the evidentiary hearing. There's still more to come after that.
Well, the judge would have to make a decision on whether or not to issue the preliminary injunction, I suppose. But he never issued the preliminary injunction at all prior to the evidentiary hearing. I guess he would be issuing an injunction.
He doesn't have to issue the injunction at any point.
Until the trial. Okay.
He would just – he's dismissed the case.
Right.
So they're appealing the dismissal.
Right. So they're going to argue that the case should not have been dismissed.
Right. They're going to argue that the case shouldn't have been dismissed, and the judge is going to then have to – then you're right back where they're asking the judge for an injunction on a case that he just dismissed. And the answer to that is, here's a surprise, folks. No. You can't have – because the question here is can people walk around and shove coins and meters and save people from parking tickets? And this is an obvious First Amendment case. And
what the judge said.
It's an obvious answer. It's obvious. It's plainly obvious.
This brings up a related question that I have. Do either you two guys know the name of the office that writes the checks for the judges in the state of New Hampshire?
Ooh, good question. I don't.
Okay.
This could be the Supreme Court.
I asked a lawyer in town. He didn't know. And I've been trying to find that out. No
Maybe
one
the Administrative Office of Courts, perhaps?
Okay.
There are a few different offices at the Supreme Court building that might point you in the right direction. So there you go. They're appealing the case, and knowing the Supreme Court, they take at least a month just to docket a case. The attorneys for the city have yet to actually file their appeal, so they have 30 days since the judgment, which came in last week. So they still got a couple few weeks left, basically through the end of the year, to file the appeal. So we don't have the actual paperwork. We don't have their argument. All I know is that the local newspaper ran a story saying that the city intends to appeal this case. So the appeal has not yet been filed, but it is their intention. And one of my questions is, has the city council actually approved this? Did they bring this proposal in front of the city council? Like, well, you've already admitted that you've spent $20,000 on this case, and the public's watching very closely what's going on. You guys want to go ahead and spend another $20,000? How about another $30,000 on an appeal?
This is just an appeal on the dismissal.
Right.
There's hundreds of thousands of dollars down this trail. Maybe millions for this big-time law firm in Concord, New Hampshire that's going to make all this money, taking every single one of these stupid dismissals all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. I mean, it leaves me a
mind-boggling. It really is.
I just don't even know what to say. Take your lick and go on home.
I got a DUI a couple of years ago, and I remember going to visit with a few different attorneys. And I remember a young guy telling me about all this stuff that he could do, how we could bring in some experts. And later, a friend of mine whose father was an attorney said, that guy,
bring the cash register on you.
Yeah. And, it's very easy to say yes to those guys when it's not your money.
Well, that's exactly right. And so it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. What did you end up deciding with that attorney, John Ray?
Well, my political connections got me in touch with the former county attorney who represented me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my charges may have been reduced to something that wasn't driving under the influence.
Okay.
And I went to counseling.
And now you're all better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it cost me, I think, probably the most in insurance premiums going up.
Ooh,
right.
That.
That's what
That's where it comes anyway.
I'm not price aware at all. I'm a terrible person for that. But that's what everybody said was the biggest monetary penalty.
All right, so we're going to come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves. Apparently, there's going to be a satanic temple monument possibly cropping up in Oklahoma in response to the Christians wanting to put up their own Ten Commandments. We'll share with you what they've got planned here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like here. Toll free at 855-453. You're welcome to comment on the continuing Robin Hood saga. With the city of Keene filing, supposedly filing an appeal. We haven't actually seen the filing yet, but it's coming within the next few weeks with the Supreme Court. You can talk about that or whatever happens to be on your mind. Still to come, plenty of stuff in the news to discuss this evening, including Mark will be telling us about a young boy suspended from school for kissing. He's all of 6 years old. We will give you that story when we get a chance. But I teased a story, I think it was last night, about the Satanists, and apparently there are actually Satanists organized in some places, which I'm a little bit surprised about. They seem to normally be below the radar, but in this case, there's a church calling themselves the Satanic Temple,
and they are, I don't know if they're based in Oklahoma, but they are the ones who are behind what is a proposal in Oklahoma to put a satanic display of some sort out at the State House. According to The Guardian, we'll give you the story here in moments, but I want to let you know about the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, make your user account there, it's free, and follow the show on Twitter, as well as their YouTube channel, schoolsucksproject.com.
Brett is one of the greatest podcasters. He's one of the best voices on the internet.
He does a good
job.
Love
that guy.
We had him on the show a couple weeks ago, actually, when he was in town. He's looking at making a move to Keene, which is very exciting.
What about this Jason Osborne? What does he sound like? Is he stupid or is he good or what?
Jason's great. He's a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. So back to the story here, or to the story from The Guardian. In Oklahoma City, the Associated Press reporting that in their zeal to tout their faith in the public square, conservatives in Oklahoma may have unwittingly opened a door to a wide range of religious groups, including Satanists, who are seeking to put their own statue next to a Ten Commandments monument outside of the State House. The Republican-controlled legislature in the state, known as the Buckle of the Bible Belt, authorized the privately funded Ten Commandments monument in 2009. It was placed on the Capitol grounds last year, despite criticism from legal experts who questioned its constitutionality. The Oklahoma chapter of the ACLU has filed a lawsuit seeking its removal. However, the New York-based Satanic Temple saw an opportunity. It notified the state's Capital Preservation Commission that it wants to donate a monument of its own and plans to submit one of several possible designs this month, said Lucian Greaves, a spokesman for the temple. Greaves wrote in a letter to state officials, quote, "We believe that all monuments should be in good taste and consistent with community standards. Our proposed monument, as an homage to the historic-slash-literary Satan, will certainly abide by these guidelines."
Oh, God. So, this is the door that is kicked wide open when you start letting the state and religion be mixed. And, you know, people will say that this is a Christian nation. It was founded on Christian principles. And I would say that it is fair to say that a majority of the people that were in this country when it was founded were probably Christians. But let's not forget that a lot of the people, a lot of the founders, were also deists. And that was a different religion than Christianity. There were certainly some crossover, but these people did not believe. Thomas Jefferson rewrote the Bible and took the miracles out. I mean, you know, there may not be a Bible-believing Christian there. And, no one can argue his import. James Madison, likely a deist also. Basically, the man who penned the Constitution, Thomas Jefferson, of course, the one who did the Declaration of Independence. There you have the foundational documents written by deists. So, yeah, I mean, that's really the problem with having the Ten Commandments out in front of the courthouse and that kind of thing. I mean, they're going to try to say that the Ten Commandments are legal documents. Well, I mean, you know, they were the law, right? Like, they're part of the law.
Well, the church or whoever it was that put this out there is not going to be the one that will be responding in the case. If there is a case, basically the Satanists are coming to the state and saying, well, I see you have a monument here. We'd like to have one, too. Because as is pointed out here in the ABC story, there's another version of this kind of the same story, but the Guardian doesn't have this quote from Greaves from the Satanic Church. He says, "I feel that the statue's only problematic when it stands alone." So he disagrees with the ACLU. ACLU wants to have them take the statue down. This guy's like, hey, it's fine so long as we get to put ours up. He says, "We aren't objecting to the Ten Commandments monument. We're objecting to the monument standing alone." And indeed, the proposals for their version of a monument include a possible pentagram, a satanic symbol, while another is meant to be an interactive display for children. He says the monument is approved by Oklahoma officials.
They're going to yank that Ten Commandment monument out of there with a crane. Just pull it out of the ground.
He says the
they'll have the gardener guy just fill it in the hole as quick as possible, throw some sod over there like it never existed. The Satanic Children Interactive Module. Oh, my God. It's going to people are going to freak out.
If approved by the Oklahoma officials, the monument would cost about $20,000. Now, again, it won't be taxpayer dollars that pay for this. It will be the Satanists themselves.
It's the ground outside of the courthouse that essentially the taxpayers are footing the bill for.
That's a good point, and that's very worthwhile ground. It's good ground to have a message on, right? There's a lot of people that pass by there on a regular basis.
In all likelihood, if there's not a monument on it, it's just going to be grass.
Yeah.
I'd rather see grass than a satanic monument, frankly, but I'd rather see grass than a monument to any particular religion. I just don't think they mix.
And, you know, I bet the churches would benefit so much from the satanic monument. People would fear, you know, that the rapture was coming. They would go to church in droves. They're probably a little sad. They would be, you know, should this whole thing just get quietly taken care of.
That's a good point.
Well, Republican State Representative Mike Ritz, who spearheaded the push for the Ten Commandments monument and whose family helped pay,
he is freaking out.
The $10,000 for its construction declined to comment on the Satanic Temple's efforts. But Greaves credited Ritz for opening the door to his group's proposal. Greaves said he's helping a satanic agenda grow more than any of us could. Than any of us possibly could. You don't walk around and see too many satanic temples around, but when you open the door to public spaces for us, that's when you're going to see us. The Oklahoma legislature has taken other steps that many believe blur the line that divides church and state. House Speaker said he wants to build a chapel inside the Capitol to celebrate Oklahoma's Judeo-Christian heritage, he says. Several lawmakers have said they want to allow nativity scenes and other religious-themed symbols in public schools. Oh, man, they must be salivating. The Satanic Church must really be excited about all the possibilities here, possibly getting their satanic icons and such
iconography
into government schools. Republican Representative Bobby Cleveland plans to introduce one such bill next year, says many Christians feel they're under attack as a result of political correctness. He dismissed the notion of Satanists erecting a monument at the Capitol. He says, I think these Satanists are a different group. You put them under the nut category. Well, look, buddy, freedom of religion is pretty clear in this country, and
yeah. There's no nutty people that believe the Ten Commandments.
Right. More on the way here in moments. And you're welcome to share your thoughts. What do you think? These Satanists, should they be able to put their monument up? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Talk about the Satanist monument that has been proposed for the State House grounds in Oklahoma. That is the topic on the table at the moment, or you can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. I should add that we also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. And also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Click, download, and enjoy Free Talk Live episodes going all the way back to 2006, all for free, freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about the government confiscating IRAs or confiscating gold? Nationalizing pension plans, raising taxes, or maybe even worse, imposing more restrictions on your freedom to travel abroad? Did you know the State Department can yank your passport if you owe as little as $2,500 to some bureaucracy? You literally wouldn't be allowed to leave the country. Some people suggest leaving the U.S., but you've got a spouse, a family, kids, mortgage, all that. You may not be ready to pack your bags and watch them melt down from afar. You can learn the 7 steps to freeing yourself so that no matter what the U.S. government does, you'll be ahead of the game. A dozen experts will be sharing that information live at a very special, very intimate event in Las Vegas this January the 23rd through the 25th. The event is called Passport to Freedom. You'll also learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, ways to protect your money, ways to quit your job and make money from anywhere. Everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be at this 3-day event. Peter Schiff will be keynoting there. Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine will also be there. As an official radio partner of the event, we've secured an early bird offer for our listeners, but you have to go to passport.freetalklive.com. Get your tickets today because this is very personal, a very intimate event, and it's all about taking action. You'll learn stuff there you can't find online. This new material you can act on immediately. So go get your tickets today at passport.freetalklive.com.
Wow, that is going to be a popular event.
I wonder, I'm thinking that it's going to be a Every time I read it, I think, I'd like to go to this. But, you know, at this point, they're advertising with us, so.
Well, if you guys give me $20,000, I'll cover it for you.
Alrighty.
Alright, so we're talking about, well, speaking of $20,000, apparently that's about what the Church of Satan, or excuse me, not the Church of Satan, the Satanic Temple, they're based in New York, and that's about what they're looking to spend on their own monument on the Oklahoma State House grounds. To be placed somewhat nearer to the current monument that does exist, the Ten Commandments monument's right there as you're walking up the steps to the State House. It's certainly not tucked away in an alcove or something like that. It's pretty prominent. And so the Satanists are saying, well, if the Christians get a monument, we should get a monument. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a good argument. I think that they should be able to get a monument. In fact, so should any church. Let's let every single church that wants to have one, that has the money to foot the bill for something permanent, something nice, to put something up there.
I can see it happening. You know, there's the Wiccan communities in the military that are large, well-organized, strong organizations. I never would have imagined covens of witches in the U.S. Marine Corps.
But they're there, they're organized.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can only imagine, I mean, I don't know what the next most popular religion besides Christianity is in the United States, but I'm going to guess it's Islam. What would happen?
Unlikely, but okay.
You don't think so?
Are you not including Catholicism and Jewish people in?
Okay, Catholicism is Christianity.
I know that.
And so you would include Catholicism in Christianity,
okay.
And you would not oppose it to Christianity. And Judaism, So let's use Jews.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and use them. If Jews wanted to put some... I guess Jews are kind of represented by the Ten Commandments, though, right?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
I would imagine that they are.
Okay.
It's in the first five, the Pentateuch, whatever.
Pentateuch.
Is that what it is? Okay. Whereas Islam, not necessarily. So what if they wanted to put up a monument... It would be a big deal if for whatever reason this courthouse says, oh, no, you guys can't have your monument,
right.
Your religious monument outside the courthouse, just the Christians. That'd be a pretty big deal. So if you tell the Muslims that they can have one and the Christians can have one and then anybody who's willing to pay $20,000 can have one, then pretty soon, yeah, the Satanists have to have it too. So might as well just rule that they can have it. And frankly, I would like to just see it ripped out. All of it. Get
quick
out of there.
Googling results in religions.pewforum.org. Their major religious traditions in the United States. Christian at 78.4% of all adults. I don't know which year this is from. I presume it is fairly recent. 2007. Also, we've got next in Jewish at 1.7%.
Okay.
Buddhist at 0.7%. Muslim at 0.6%.
So the Buddhists.
Yeah. So there you go. Actually, it may not. All of those numbers may not be from 2007, but a little bit of information for you. So Jewish people, then Buddhists, then Muslims,
gotcha.
According to the numbers. So back to the story here from TheGuardian.com. They are talking with Republican Representative Bobby Cleveland, who plans to introduce a bill to allow nativity scenes and religious-themed symbols in government schools in Oklahoma. He says Christians feel like they're under attack as a result of political correctness. He dismissed...
You know, it's so funny that Christians are under attack, but who's getting their religion into public schools? I mean, this guy's... Which one of the Islamic reps, I think there's one, is putting in bills that says that they can have the crescent and the star or whatever hung in a school? I mean... This is under attack.
How can they even consider themselves to be under attack when they're nearly 80% of the entire population of the United States?
I think that
they're firmly ensconced in the halls of power.
So when the slave owners, and this isn't the best analogy, but it's what I'm coming up with, when the slave owners... were constantly complaining that people were aggressing against them by trying to set their slaves free. The fact is that Christianity holds a place currently in our society which is untenable with the separation of church and state. They are too far
The religion is just, it's too far in, and it needs to be reined back into the area of a religion.
Mm.
And, it, you know, that's what it is. You can call it culture if you want to, right. But if you call it culture, then what you're doing is you're excluding all the other people, the Buddhists and the Islamic folks and whoever. You know, you're saying that somehow culture has some place in government, and your culture doesn't have any place in government.
It's a great point. And what I would add to it is that essentially what they're doing here is they're claiming they're under attack when what they're actually doing is they're recoiling in frustration when they step into the realm of the state as a religion. They step into the realm of the state where they're supposed to be, you know, equal access. There's supposed to be, you know, no ties, no state ties to religion. And they're stepping into that realm, in this case in Oklahoma.
There's supposed to be no state-sponsored religion.
Okay, this is true.
That's the truth. That was the original intent of it, and there's no doubt. But let's just go ahead and say that. I love that position. What the First Amendment says is that there shouldn't be a state-sponsored religion on the federal level. But on the state levels, there were. There was absolutely state-sponsored religion on the state level at the time of the writing of the Constitution. So either the federal Constitution doesn't apply in that area to states. Well, then you can say that the federal constitution doesn't apply in any area to the states, because if the freedom from religion, freedom of religion aspect doesn't apply, then freedom of the press doesn't apply, then freedom to assemble doesn't apply. You're saying that all the rights the federal government, the federal document says doesn't apply on the state level. And that's really interesting, because now we've really just come out and said that a state government can do whatever the heck it wants.
Well, we know by observation that that's exactly what they do. And in this case, the Christians in this story are getting upset. They're calling it being attacked, and what they're doing is they're attempting to foist their religion into the state, and they don't like it when someone says, well, hey, that's not fair. That's what they're calling an attack. The fact that anybody would resist it, is they consider it an attack on their religion. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll free line. Join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, where you'll find all kinds of features. Now, if you enjoy the website, you like the fact that you can go there, you can actually edit what's on the front page of the site by submitting content and then voting on the things that you like or voting down what you don't. You can not only go doing that and do that for free on our website, you can do so much more that costs you $0, unlike those other talk show websites where you have to pay $5, $6, $7, $8 a month to get in. We've got pretty much all the features they have behind their paywall for free. So if you like that and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. It is the holiday shopping season. If you haven't yet done your holiday shopping or you're not yet completed, then please go to shop.freetalklive.com and shop through our links that we provide there. There's links to Amazon in the UK, Amazon in Canada, and Amazon in the United States. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sales. The same great Amazon selection, the same free Super Saver shipping deals that you're used to, all the reviews, everything is the same. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Go and get your shopping done. It helps us when you go to shop.freetalklive.com to start.
If you could buy coffee that was raised and packaged in the healthiest, safest, most environmentally conscious and socially conscious manner, and you could get it for the same price as other premium coffees, would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to change your lifestyle in order to make life better for coffee farmers around the world, people who are just starting out, you know, new coffee farmers, people that want to make a better life for themselves, want to break the generational chains of poverty that frankly they were born into through no fault of their own? You can do that by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. We're going to give you the first pound of coffee free. You can have it on the house. You've got to pay for shipping. And then, through a subscription program, you'll get your coffee delivered in the time frame that you want, just to make sure you get the best, freshest coffee. This is completely organically grown, and this is actually fair trade as opposed to what they say is fair trade when you buy fair trade. By the way, they can say that something that's 20% fair trade is fair trade, and their fair trade methods don't even stack up compared to what BuzzBox calls fair trade. So anyway, it's also one top 1% Arabica grade. It's all shade grown, which means that you're not going to have that bad feeling in your stomach. And go check it out. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. We're trying to get at least 100 World Vision financed microloans available to farmers buying their own farms around the world. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Satanists are looking to put a monument up in Oklahoma right at the state capitol because apparently a group of Christians were able to get their Ten Commandments monument put up. So either the state will have to remove the Ten Commandments monument, or
they'll probably have to approve the Satanist monument. Now, we don't know exactly what their monument's going to be. They are keeping the details under wraps. Presumably, those details will be presented to the State House. There's a certain committee that will have to approve it. Now, I wonder if the committee is going to try to stand in the way, and then the Satanists will have to take them to court. Who knows how difficult the people within the state in Oklahoma will make this on the Satanists. But nonetheless, it brings up another discussion, because over at TheGuardian.com, they interview Representative Bobby Cleveland from the State House there in Oklahoma, and he says that they're under attack, the Christians. Many Christians feel they're under attack as a result of political correctness. He dismissed the notion of a Satanist erecting a monument at the Capitol, calling them nuts. He says, I think these Satanists are a different group. You put them under the nut category. And as though the belief in Satanism is somehow any more nutty than the belief in the Bible and all of its associated trappings.
You know, I think
Satanism is nuttier than Christianity.
Why?
Because I like white.
What does that mean?
I like cleanness and purity. And Satanism, it ain't about that. It's about, I don't know, let me get back to you on that.
Well, I've got the website, Johnny Ray. We can actually go down their list of tenets, the SatanicTemple.com. Right. Well,
there's two types of Satanism out there. There's people that actually worship Satan in the sense that, the biblical Satan.
Like sacrificing goats kind of thing?
I don't know exactly what they do, but they worship that guy.
Those are the ones playing D&D.
I don't know who's playing D&D. I suspect not. But and there's these humanist Satanists, which are basically trolls. I mean, that's all they are. People that are, have developed a religion around humanism, which of course is not a religion, it's not a traditional religion at all. And so they're suggesting that man and Satan, has been closely aligned with the flesh. There's no doubt about that. I think there's some argument for it, but it's not a religion in the way that Satan worship is a religion. I mean, it's not the worship of a deity.
Greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing everybody he didn't exist.
Yeah, or maybe the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing us that that he's not the God of the Bible.
Okay, so I want to get further into this. I think this is an interesting discussion. Maybe we can dig a little bit further here into the Satanic Temple. That's the name of the group that is currently pushing to have their monument erected there in Oklahoma. But a little bit more here from the story in The Guardian. Brady Henderson, legal director for the ACLU of Oklahoma, said if state officials allow one type of religious expression, they must allow alternative forms of expression, although he said a better solution might be to allow none at all on state property.
That's what I'm expecting to have happen they're not going to be able to handle this in Oklahoma.
Saying that we would prefer to see Oklahoma's government officials work to faithfully serve our communities and improve the lives of Oklahomans instead of erecting granite monuments to show us all how righteous they are. But if the Ten Commandments, with its overtly Christian message, is allowed to stay at the Capitol, the Satanic Temple's proposed monument cannot be rejected because of its different religious viewpoints. Now, I had asked a question on our Facebook page regarding what Republican Representative Bobby Cleveland claimed, and that is that the Christians feel they're under attack, and asked some Christians say that Christianity is under attack. What do you think? And if you'd like to answer, you're welcome to call in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Christopher Bogoslowski, says, I think they attack themselves more than anything. Number one, I listen to all the different types of Christian faiths badmouth each other. Number two, their Bible is also full of so many contradictions and hateful immoral standards for us to live by today's standards. Number three, with basic understanding of what used to be unexplainable, there is little room for the need of a fictional story to explain why certain things happen the way they do. Which is really kind of one of the original bases for the idea of religion, which was to explain what was at the time unexplainable. Things like, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the rain, and, all kinds of different things that early tribal cultures may not have necessarily understood the notion of.
I think religion's still pretty much staked out the creation thing. I mean, so yeah. At this point, science just doesn't have that creation thing down. I think I've heard, and I don't know if this is the truth or not, that the Big Bang's basically been tossed out at this point as a creation story. So You know, and the average individual has no access to science that would actually explain the creation of the universe. So therefore, we're accepting the stories handed to us by scientists, which is really no different
than accepting the story
handed to you by priests.
I'm very skeptical, Mark. I'd say I'm skeptical about your claim that the Big Bang Theory has been thrown out.
I think that it has. I don't know. I didn't make that claim. I made the claim that I thought that it was thrown out. So I mean,
yes, you did.
No. I made the claim that I thought that it was thrown out.
No, you're right. I'm agreeing with you in this next point.
So I don't know. But the Big Bang's kind of like, it's crazier than the idea that some, you know, long-bearded deity created the world in 6 days. I mean, the Big Bang says that all matter that exists in the universe existed in an area the size of a softball, and it got so hot and so, you know, it was just bouncing around so much that it blew up. I mean, that's a pretty outrageous story when you think of the size of the sun being a million times the size of the Earth. It gets outlandish.
Well, I mean, it's not really outrageous if you combine the two stories together, and that is that there is, you know, some sort of God and the Big Bang, and that if God created
God
the universe, that
go bang.
Bang. Right. You know, there you
right.
go. You set your programming into motion, and that's what it looks like.
Sure.
It would be so wonderful to have these two monuments, because they could have a battle of the monuments, and it would really push the Christians to step up their game a little bit, and they could have
competition.
They could have just this amazing monument that explains, you know, whatever they want, the creation of the universe, or just something more spectacular than what it is now.
Currently, just the Ten Commandments looks pretty boring, and it sounds like the Satanists are going to one-up them with a $20,000 monument instead of a $10,000 monument, and possibly an interactive children's display as well. We'll continue here with your thoughts. Certainly welcome at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More about this satanic church here in moments.
Not sure what to get for that special person in your life this holiday season? Look no further. Savory Scents Candles has something for you. Savory Scents aims to please with quality products and service. They even accommodate your special requests. Visit SavoryScentsCandles.com and be sure to check out the exclusive subscription boxes. That's SavoryScentsCandles.com. For 10% off regular orders, use coupon code FTL.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.